at the 2019 PSCU Member Forum in Austin, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Marvin York from PSCU. Marvin, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, good. How's the conference going for you?
Great.
Yeah?
Outstanding. The engagements have been very well.
Yeah, and you guys have record turnout. Fantastic speakers. Layla Ali was here this morning.
Yes.
I think she's still here, actually.
Yes,
so
I know.
Good for her. Good for her. And then we got Peyton this afternoon. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a shindig today.
Yeah, I mean, this morning she spoke at the Breakfast Inclusion and Diversity Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn Heckler and I have been talking about, you know, let's take this to the next level this year with the inclusiveness, record turnout for that breakfast.
Right,
we were really excited about
right
that.
On. Yeah, you guys do it right with the speakers and all this. The whole thing is a great, well-run show for sure. Hey, I also want to talk about you guys have... Within PSC, we have a number of groups and committees and stuff. We just got through talking with Lindsay Owen,
right.
and they have PSC Unity. Now you guys have, it's called Sankofa.
Sankofa.
So tell me a little bit about this, because it's an African American Employees Resource Group, you say.
That is correct.
And so give me some details. What's going on here?
So about 3 years ago, Chuck and Lynn asked me to create the African American Resource Group. Previously, I've done that at a couple of different banks that I worked at, and so it was like second nature to me to really get this thing started.
Right on.
And it's about employees, supporting employees, and being able to help get them develop, right? Give them navigation, tell them about their strengths and weaknesses, and mentor them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mentoring group too. So they have some type of support. So in other words, resource group to go to, draw from, and develop.
Mm-hmm.
When we personally help somebody personally develop themselves, PSU wins. Because
no doubt.
The organization wins.
Right, right. Yeah, like I was telling Lindsay, it's like when you have happy employees, they're productive, they're at work all the time, and then all of a sudden, everything just kind of trickles down from there. Happy members, happy consumers, happy customers, all that type of stuff.
And it's
all
good. They feel somebody cares, right? So they have somebody to draw from, and they put a plan together. We help them put a plan. We talk to them about their resumes. We talk to them about their ambitions, realistic steps that they need to take.
Right.
Because, you know, millennials today, they want to be CEO as soon as they get out of college.
You know. Tell me about it.
There's a couple of steps there.
Yeah, there's this thing called a corporate ladder. You got to start on that first rung, and then you can get up there.
Exactly.
So you guys are you're helping out folks kind of getting a leg up and with training and resources and all that type of stuff to, like, hey, this is the path that you can be on and be a success, basically, right?
Yes.
Giving them the tools
giving
to succeed.
Giving them the tools and helping them to understand the credit union movement, right? So we have partnered with the AACUC.
I was going to ask you that, but thank you for that.
Which is the African American Credit Union Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with them about 2 years ago, went to their conference and started really trading information and programs and actually just a solid partner with them.
Mm-hmm.
I met a number of individuals that were CEOs there that were traveling to Africa to even further their experience with credit unions and helping them build them in Africa.
Wow.
I went last year to Africa,
really?
Over to Ghana. And I talked about diversity and inclusion and did a presentation. So now I'm an international speaker.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew, right?
Well, have you hooked up with the folks at the World Council of Credit Unions?
I haven't. Lynn has definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lynn has done that one. So I'm getting invited back again this year.
Oh, good.
To go to, I believe it's going to be in Kenya. So they're going to ask me to do something.
Oh,
I'm not sure what it actually is that they want, but we're more than willing to help.
That is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow, and what an experience for you, too.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yes. It was life-changing.
I bet. I bet.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the goals? I mean, how long has this been around? And then what are your goals for the next few years?
So, the group itself, I started with at least a direct leader in each site. So St. Pete, Phoenix, Michigan. I have a VP of each one of those sessions. Mike Dove, who is the VP over process improvement for PSU. He heads up the St. Pete office. He's the leader there. Cedric Cherry, who is over CU Learning, he is the VP over the Phoenix site. And then Sheila Porter, who's over project management, PMO, she is over the Michigan site. So those are the leaders there, and so we have meetings to make sure that we coordinate to make sure all sites are seeing the same thing. That was the structure built initially,
right?
And then all programs go out from there. Black History Month is one of the things that we actually focus on and getting initiatives. Women of Wealth was one of the themes we had this year. How women would manage their finances in situations like being a widow, never ever working with finance because the husband always did it. Single mothers, how to build their wealth and actually plan for that future, to put that kid through school and tips to being a single parent.
That
was one of the initiatives that went over well for us, and we had a professional from Raymond James come over and talk to them about that. So those are some of the initiatives that we've actually done. And we will continue to do that. Matter of fact, first-time home buyers is another one that we want to bring to the different sites.
That'll be a big one,
and give them that type of programs, leveraging those things. 401ks, how you maximize that, what it's all about in those segments. So everyone is invited to that. But our niche is to make sure that the African Americans have a voice and understand their needs.
So when you say everyone's invited, who would that be? Is it just credit union industry folks?
So everyone's invited in PSU to be a part of. Even though the structure is African American based, but it includes everyone.
Well, I ask you that because I'm wondering how we can help you grow it, or how do you grow this group? How do you get more people to be in it, and then obviously help more people as well? So
communication is key. So most people didn't know what a resource group was. So what we started doing, we have panel discussions of the leaders to show that there were leaders that are African Americans in PSU. And that was the first thing. It was kind of like, because we're so siloed in the different sites and they never see us. So that was one of the steps we actually took. So panel discussion, how we got there, tell our own personal traits that we didn't, it wasn't overnight, took hard work to get there, but it was achievable. And the steps there. So we build the website, our own, on the PSU website, it does have Sankofa on it and our initiatives. How to join, we're publicizing when we have meetings in those sites. And when we're going to be there in those sites, so those type of meetings happen. The word is getting out there. By word of mouth is the best advertisement you can get.
Definitely.
That's been working for us.
Tell me about the term or the word Sankofa. Before the recording, you were telling me the meaning behind it. So what's the...
Matter of fact, what we did was, I want to make sure that it resonated with the employees. So what we actually did, we sent out an email and said, tell us what you want this organization to be. What would resonate with you? How would you guys gravitate and understand what that would mean? So we had several different items that went out. Sankofa was a word which was Swahili based, but it was about nurturing, and it was about moving forward. So the bird is the
You have the logo right here. Here, let's get this up here so people can check it out right there. Sankofa, and there's the bird logo, which is really cool.
And so we made that egg green because that's supposed to be the employees of PSU. That bird is taking that egg and nurturing it to develop it to grow, to move forward, to be all it can be.
Love it.
So, and that's why everyone's like, well, that's great. That's exactly what we do.
Right on. All right, to wrap up here, because I know you probably have a busy time here as well, where can we find out more information? Obviously, go to the PSU website, and then where to from there?
And type in Sankofa, and it will come up.
All right, very cool.
Okay.
Marvin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you, and congrats on the success of this already. Good stuff. You.